Friends, welcome back to our subject, world-class manufacturing, and the next chapter is chapter number 14, quality at source. This subject we have discussed many times up till now, but now we will discuss it in length and breadth. Quality at the source is a lean manufacturing principle. In lean manufacturing principle, we don't allow any wastage to happen. We want a very good flow on the line. So, quality at source will give these two results. That is, there will be no wastage and there will be very good flow. Plus, we will get very good customer satisfaction because customer won't get any defectives. Customer won't get any defectives means that is what customer wants. And so, he will be very happy. So, it's a lean manufacturing principle which defines that quality output is not only measured at the end of the production line. During our career, what we have done? We have made production and there was a team of inspectors inspecting it 100%. 100% inspection not only once but sometimes three times during the line. That is what we have been working. But now, we are thinking that the quality is not the inspector's job. Inspection at the end of the line is a non-value-added operation. It has to be inspected at the source. So that is what we are discussing. Not only measured at the end of the production line, but at every step of the production process. Every operation, every worker has to inspect his own quality. And if the quality is not okay, he has to adjust the machine. And then he has to make it sure that the average of 5 parts, that is the sample, comes in the middle of the tolerance. And then only he runs the line. Inspection and looking after the quality is the job of that particular operator who works on that operation. That is the idea. At every step of the productive process and being the responsibility of each individual who contributes to the production on-time delivery of a product or service. On-time delivery will happen only if quality is okay at the source. Quality is okay at every operation. That is what self-inspection of the operator is about. In a practical sense, it would involve each operator checking his or own work before the part component is sent to the next step. We are believing now that next step in the line is the customer for the first step. Supplier-customer relationship is there. That is internal supplier and internal customer relationship. It is there and so the customer has to be happy in this case also. Supplier has to take care that whatever he pushes or whatever he gives to the next operation has to be of good quality. This practice when first implemented within the workforce will be a challenging change to company culture, but we'll highlight the relevance of the products or services, conformance to the customer requirements, conformance at each step of the production line. That is important. Thus also imparting the importance of quality standards and customer satisfaction within the workforce itself. That means every worker makes it sure that whatever he makes is of good quality. This concept of quality makes the production worker responsible for inspection of his own work and takes corrective action. In total productive maintenance also we have seen. In quality at source also, we have seen. Every worker has to take care of the quality. Every worker has to take care of the maintenance machine. Take care of the machine, then machine will take care of you. Take care of the quality, then customer will take care of you. That is what we have been working. Since inspection is done immediately after a job is done, the cause of the error with clarity and aids in faster rectification. It is immediately rectified. Earlier when we were working all the operations and then supplying to the inspection, inspection people were saying that, look, these are so many defects have come. And then we were correcting it. When we are doing quality at source, the defect is corrected then and there. By means of self-inspection, by means of pokai, okay? But bad quality is not allowed to be made. If at all any error or defect is made, it is not allowed to go to the next operation. That is the very, very important principle on which we are working now. Many times, some fundamental processing makes get identified and their analysis improves the quality in the long run. Every worker has the authority to stop production. Authority means what? Nobody will shout at him if he has stopped the production. Because why he has stopped the production? He finds that the machine is not behaving properly. So he has stopped the production. He needs help. Nobody will shout at him. He has stopped the production because he feels that what is quality coming out of the machine is not good enough. So he has stopped the production. So every worker has the authority to stop production if he finds some serious defect. This puts responsibility for quality on the workers and gives them pride in their work. This, in the near future, actually we have to implement everywhere. Help should always be available from the quality control personnel to help workers understand the implications of the above actions. This brings in cooperation and improves the achievement of quality. It gives pride to the worker that, look, whatever I have made is of good quality. This gives a pride to the worker that, look, I have spotted the error and I have corrected it myself. And so I am pushing to next operation only the good quality. The information generated may be used to effect improvements at the supplier's end also. Supplier also has to make immediate improvements. Supplier gives the parts to the operation number one, and then operation number one inspects it and finds that there is an error. Supplier immediately repairs those parts and he corrects the error. The entire process brings in openness, commitment, and participation and helps in achieving quality. Everyone in the line, including supplier, operator of the operation number one, operator of the operation number two, and so on, everyone is responsible for quality. For example, I have seen in Mahindra and Mahindra and Bosch, whenever supplier gives the parts to the production line, he will inspect the whole quality himself, ensure that whatever is supplied is of good quality. There is no goods inverse inspection there. The machine gets the parts directly from the supplier. That is what we call it as quality at source. Quality at the source is predicated on the idea that you don't want to produce bad product at any work center. We do not want to produce a bad part. How nice is this principle? Instead of producing parts on all the production line and then getting it rejected at the inspection stage, here we take a pride that on our workstation, we do not allow bad quality to be produced at all. Although this idea sounds obvious, we all know of situations where bad product is manufactured at a work center and the problem is either swept under the rug and ignored with a volume of production. Yes, this also we have experienced. But self-inspection as a culture has to be imbibed, and then the solution to this situation can be surprisingly simple. If we want to improve the product quality, if we want to improve the delivery, if we want to improve the flow, what we have to do? We can employ this technique of quality at the source. Yes, it is a must. Lean production is not a thing to be only talked about. It is to be practiced in life. So quality at source is one of the principles which we must adopt to improve the flow, to improve the quality, and to improve the customer satisfaction. Quality is not just the responsibility of the quality control department. In fact, we say that there should be no inspection. What Deming has said, we should not depend on inspection. We should make quality ourselves. In the 14 points of Deming, he has said, we should not depend on inspection for quality. The process in which the product is manufactured must be set up to allow production line workers to recognize errors. For example, SPC. What we say? SPC chart is put on the machine. First of all, operator sets up the machine and checks a sample of 5 parts. He calculates the average X bar, and if the X bar is not in the middle of the tolerance, he adjusts the machine. He will not run the production till the average of the sample, average dimension of the sample, is in the middle of the tolerance. Once he gets the average in the middle of the tolerance, then and then only he runs the machine, and then allows the machine to run till the next cycle. The development of a proactive culture is needed in the quality. What is proactive? We take action before it becomes a problem. That is proactive. What is reactive in other words? Reactive is we take action only after the problem happens. But we cannot be reactive. We have to be proactive. Our action should be before the defect happens. Our action should be defect not to be allowed to move to the next operation. That is the proactive way of working. The development of a proactive culture is needed in quality at the source, and a mindset of error prevention rather than reaction to the problem should be taught. QATS, QATS. What is QATS? Quality at the source. So we call it as QATS. How it works? Quality at source is composed of 5 key factors. Let us learn. What is that? Standardized work. I will explain to you one by one. But first of all, I will read these points. Standardized work, self-checks. Successive checks, visual management. Mistake proofing and continuous improvement. Some of these things we have learned already. Mistake proofing, POKAYOKE. But now, in the view of QATS, quality at the source, we will discuss these things again in detail. The symbol of quality at the source is andon light. I will show you one picture of andon light. What is that? I will explain. This light at a workstation is turned on when the quality drops to a certain level or a bad product is made. That light is, red light is on. I will show you one picture of andon light and explain to you this concept. Look at this. Here, line 1 is running. Green signal. Line 1 is running. Everyone knows that line 1 is running because it is a green view. Then, line 2, jammed. Red. Here, andon light. Like our traffic signal. There is a red light here, which says line 2 is jammed. Line 3 is running, no problem. Then line 4, need material. We have given Kanban card, but material has not come. Line is held up. Everyone has to run and give me the material. I am held up. My production is lost. Very, very good signal, like a traffic signal. If green light is there, everything okay. If red light is there, something is problem. Jammed, breakdown, no material, operator missing. Some problem has come. Flow is interrupted. Look at this word, flow. Beautiful word, flow. So, this is andon light. Then, work stop at the work center. And a team of workers and engineers rushes to the light. What is the culture? The moment you see the red light, they will rush, like in aeroplane. If that light is put there where I need the attendant to come to me with a glass of water or tea or something, they will immediately run to you looking at that light where I want some attendant to come to me. Like that, an undone light. They see the red light. Work stops at the work center and team of workers and engineers rushes to the light and begins to address the problem to eliminate the cause of the bad production. Immediately, without any production loss, without any loss of time, there are many production managers who would have apoplexy. That means stroke. They will become angry if a worker stops the production because of a bad product. Apoplexy. They will start shouting. But here, we say, okay, if you have stopped the production, it is okay. I don't shout at you. After all, production quotas and deadlines must be met. So, production managers will start shouting. But I change this culture. I say, okay, if you have a problem, stop the line. If you feel unsafe, stop the line. You are authorized to do it. My culture has changed now. 5 key factors of quality at the source. I was talking about these 5 parts, 5 key factors. Standardized work. To eliminate variation in production quality, make sure everyone is making the product in the same manner. There is an operation layout. How to make that process? It is written down step by step. There is a flow chart and everyone is trained to work as per that. There is a SOP. There is a standard operating procedure. Everyone in the first shift, second shift, third shift, everyone works in the same manner. They don't work at their whims and fancy. They work as per that operation layout only. Document the work methods, materials, tools, machinery setting, and training each worker and workstation. Written down. Everything is written down. Every operation in the factory is written down and everyone follows only that. Focus on the methods, not on the output. Output will come. Output will come if method is okay. So focus on the method. Output is bound to come. Okay. If the methods are consistent, output will be consistent. Method should be consistent. For example, if internal grinding machine is there, everyone should use that internal grinding machine only. They should not do any other process just for getting the production in a faster way. If the internal grinding machine is not working today, okay, immediately it should be given to maintenance and got it repaired. But should not do any other less quality process. Then self-checks. I was talking about self-inspection. I make my production, I set the machine in the beginning. I set the machine in such a way that a sample of 5 parts, if the diameter has to be produced, the average diameter should be in the middle of the tolerance. I set the machine, keep on setting the machine till I get the average diameter in the middle of the tolerance. Self-check. Worker, he is responsible for his own quality. So he checks it himself. Design simple gauges to measure the key parameters. Instead of producing some other way of measuring, we should provide them gauges and instruments which are capable, which are reproducible, which are repeatable. Such gauges should be designed and given to them so that he is able to measure easily and adjust the machine reliably as per that gauge. Enable the workers to measure the output themselves, and if it is not up to specification, raise the flag for help. Either he adjusts the machine himself, otherwise he raises the flag, or in undone light, he demands help. Then successive checks. Make regular checks of the output. SPC. I have shown you one control chart where I plot X bar and R chart, X bar S chart, and I see whether the whole thing is going on within the control limits or not. make regular checks of the output to ensure the work quality is consistent. When X bar is within the control limit, when R is within the control limit, I know that there are no special causes and all variations are due to only common causes. And so I allow the process to run. So statistical process control, what we have, then they then have the next downstream workstation measure the input coming to it to see if everything is to spec. Here, next operation is the customer of the first operation. That customer also checks random whether the parts are as per specification or not. If it is a Pokayoke, the next station will not allow defect to be loaded onto that machine. That is the beauty of the Pokayoke. Visual management and mistake proofing. This is where the Andon light comes in. I have shown you the Andon light. Visual management. Our eyes are powerful. They don't only see, they observe. And once they see the Andon light, immediately rush to the workstation and fix the problem. This is where the Andon light comes in. You don't necessarily need these lights. You only need a means of signaling that production quality is not right. There can be a flag. If a drop in production quality is detected, a team of engineers and workers must immediately go to the workstation and to analyze the problem and implement corrective action. That is a visual management. Mistake proofing. We have seen in detail. Pokayoke. This corrective action is not something done once a week or a convenient intervals. The problem is addressed immediately then and there when it is discovered. Why wait and continue to waste time and material, a bad production, and somebody in inspection will find that. Mistake proofing is related to analysis of the causes of the poor quality. Using root cause analysis and other quality analysis tools, you can determine the real cause of the problem. If a design has to be changed or a machine setting adjusted, there is no justification for waiting. Make the proper change. Continuous improvement. This we have seen many times. We have discussed in this subject also many times. This is probably the hardest technique for management to understand. If incorporates a change in management style, as you introduce improvements to the process and the quality improves, you can't rest on your laurels. Continuous improvement is today is better than yesterday. Tomorrow will be better than today. That should be the culture. You must have a system to continuously evaluate the quality and make further improvements. In reality, you are always seeing production stoppages, but they will be of shorter duration than you saw at the start of this improvement process. You will see a constant improvement in quality and output if you follow this. Andon light, immediate help, immediate action, proactive work. Then you will see that your interruptions which were earlier there, the interruption time has drastically come down and the flow has improved. Quartz uses a three-part structure, other lean concepts, and is designed to simplify the task of detecting and correcting defects. These three parts consist of training, continuous training, retraining, then visual aids and documentation. Correct use of this three-part approach can greatly improve quality and increase employee ownership. Ownership is a word. Look, I was working in that company, Bosch. I was an employee. But all along I was feeling that it was my own company. I am the CEO of the company. That ownership was there. And that's why I never went home unless any defect which I had found was corrected, fixed, and then production started. When there was held up, production was held up, I never went home. That is what ownership was there. It's a very, very important word. Worker has ownership of the quality. Worker has ownership of the maintenance. And that is what ownership is, the very, very important word. If there is ownership, people will get involved. And people involvement is very much necessary if you want to make world-class manufacturing. Mistake-proofing operations. We have discussed implementing POKAYOKEs wherever possible. POKAYOKE is a simple thing. It need not be a big investment every time. But you see that something happens when the defect is made. Immediately an alarm is given. And if at all a defect is made, if at all an error is made, either the operator is warned immediately or the next operations will not accept that bad part. So continuous quality checking happens when POKAYOKEs. So here, though I have discussed POKAYOKE earlier in CLEAR, but today in this view of QATS, I want to emphasize that there should be many, many POKAYOKEs whenever possible, having a stop and fix it mentality. What is Andon like? Stop, you are allowed to stop. You are having authority to stop. Stop, fix it, proceed. This particular thing, in these lectures, many times I have said, stop, fix it, then proceed. Don't allow bad parts to be produced and to be given to next operation. Otherwise, customer will get bad parts. Promoting standardized work. I have discussed standardized work. Make operation layout. Make SOPs and work as per SOPs. Train everyone to work only as per SOPs, only as per operation layout, only as per flow chart. Performing a root cause analysis as per Ishikawa diagram, cause and effect diagram, five whys, Pareto analysis. Find out root cause analysis. Source inspection. A source inspection is a quality inspection in which buyer requires the quality check before the material is received. I am a buyer in Mahindra and Mahindra. I will accept the parts only after supplier checks the quality totally. Here, supplier takes the total responsibility of quality. There is no goods inwards inspection at all. The part comes from supplier, directly goes to the assembly line. Because here it is assumed that supplier is totally responsible for whatever quality he has made. No goods inwards inspection happens. So that he performs the quality inspection at the vendor's location only. This is what is a change in culture. Earlier, when we had started our career, that time supplier was pushing his parts and we were doing 100% inspection. Now the culture has changed. Supplier is totally responsible for his quality. Implementing quality at source in order to make the cultural shift within an operations workforce. To embrace quality at the source, the following attempt should be considered. Here, worker should not say that quality is not my responsibility. Maintenance is not my responsibility. That culture change has to happen. That you are the janitor. You are the caretaker. Everyone is a caretaker. That is the important thing. Employee understanding of who the customer is and their requirements. Every employee should know who is his customer. For example, operation 2 is the customer of operation 1. That is the internal customer. And who is the external customer? It can be Tata Motors. It can be Mahindra. Everyone should know who is his internal customer and who is or who are his external customers, and he should understand that it is his responsibility to satisfy totally internal customer as well as all the external customers. Culture change. Internal quality audits. Employee and team awareness of the quality standards and benchmarks. We have done it when we were doing ISO 9000. Internal audits. Whether the quality management system is running in okay or not. So internal audits we were doing. Employee understanding of the customer's intended use of the product. They should know. Customer is using this product where? What is the function of that product? If he understands, then he will know that quality has to be made at the source. If he pushes the defective parts, customer will feel in a very bad situation. The product may get stuck up in his engine. It may malfunction there. This idea, this understanding should be there in every operator's mind. That is what is QADS. Multi-skilled workforce, we can provide support and help in different process steps. Required tools and technology to identify quality flaws and rectify them in an efficient manner. All gauges, all instruments should be given. Workers should be trained to check and correct how to correct. He should not depend on others. He should be capable of fixing the problem himself. Proper data collection and tracking of quality faults. Open communication of standards, performance and processes. The advantage of quality at source are better informed employees. Earlier what employees were doing, workers were doing. Blindly following, without knowing who the customer is. Pushing the defects to the next operations. Only to be found out at inspection. Then we were repairing it. Then we were scrapping it. All that we have done. But it is important that all employees are better informed. By training and retraining and communication, everyone is better informed about who the customer is, who is the internal customer and who are the external customers. Better informed employees is the benefit. Then cultural awareness of the importance of quality to the customer. Everyone knows that, look, production is not only producing on the machine. Production is making quality. That is what is the production. Production and quality go hand in hand. It is not only I make something and push it. No, I must make something which is of good quality. That is what everyone is understanding. Reduction in the rework expenses. Earlier what we were doing? Inspection was giving me, I was supplying them 5,000 parts and they were giving me 200 parts for rework. Now, no rework because I do not create defects at all. Reduction in production waste, definitely. Improvement in plant and processes. Most importantly, empowerment of employees. Every employee is empowered to take decision. If customer complaint comes, he is able to answer the customer that, sir, I will do this action. He doesn't depend on his boss to give commitment to the customer. Empowerment. One more thing empowerment is, if the worker finds a fault, he himself is empowered to stop the line, correct the line and proceed. Nobody will shout at him why he has stopped the line. Earlier we were scolding the operator. Now we don't scold the operator. We allow him to stop, correct and proceed. Empowerment of employee in achieving the desired quality standard required by customers. Customer is our God, and so we work for customer. We have total focus and concentration on customer needs. Thank you.